Madhava Kunja Vihare Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhare Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhare Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Yamuna Tira Vanachare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhare Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Rasi Hari Radha Rasi Hari Radha Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಾಂಸ ಪರಿಬ್ರಹಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕ್ಕೆ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಾಂಸ ಪರಿಬ್ರಹಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕ್ಕೆ ಅನಂತಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂಕಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಶ ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 7 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 23 ಈಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಬೋರ್ಡ್. 21 ಅಂಡ್ 22 ಐ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಲೋಕ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ 21. ಶ್ಲೋಕ 21. ಏತದ್ ಭ್ರಾಮ್ಯತಿ ಮೇ ಬುದ್ಧಿರ್ದೀಪಾರ್ಚಿರೀವ ವಾಯುನಾ ಬ್ರೂಹಿ ಏತದ್ಭುತಾತ್ಮಾನಾಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಿ ಯತ್ರ ಕಾರಣಂ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋಟ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಡೌಟಡ್ಲಿ ವೆರಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಇಂಡೀಡ್. My intelligence has become disturbed, just as the flame of a candle is disturbed by a blowing wind. O Narada Muni, you know everything. Kindly let me know the cause of this wonderful event. Purport by His Divine Grace. The Shastras enjoin Tad Vijnanartam Sagurum Evabhi Gacchet. Mundaka Upanishad 1.2.12. When one is perplexed by the difficult problem of life, to solve them, one must approach a guru like Narada or his representative in the disciplic succession. Maharaj Yudhisthira therefore requested Narada to explain the cause for such wonderful event. Shri Badarayanir Uvacha Rajnas Tattvacha Akarnya Narado Bhagavan Rishihi Tushtaprahaitam Mabhashya Srinvatyastat Sadakatah. Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, after hearing the request of Maharaj Yudhisthira, Narada Muni, the most powerful spiritual master who knew everything, was very pleased. Thus he replied in the presence of everyone taking part in the yajna. Text 23. Please repeat. Shri Narada Uvacha Nindana ಸ್ತವ ಸತ್ಕಾರ ನ್ಯಕಾರ ಅರ್ಥಂ ಕಲೇವರಂ ಪ್ರಧಾನಪರಯೋ ರಾಜನ್ ಅವಿವೇಕೇನ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ. ಶ್ರೀನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ನಿಂದನಸ್ತವ ಸತ್ಕಾರ ನಿಂದನಸ್ತವ ಸತ್ಕಾರ ನ್ಯಕ್ಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಕಲೇವರಂ ನ್ಯಕ್ಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಕಲೇವರಂ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಪರಯೋ ರಾಜನ್ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಪರಯೋ ರಾಜನ್ ಅವಿವೇಕೇನ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ಅವಿವೇಕೇನ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ನಿಂದನಸ್ತವ ಸತ್ಕಾರ ನ್ಯಕ್ಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಕಲೇವರಂ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಪರಯೋ ರಾಜನ್ ಅವಿವೇಕೇನ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ನಿಂದನಸ್ತವ ಸತ್ಕಾರ ನ್ಯಕ್ಕಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಕಲೇವರಂ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಪರಯೋ ರಾಜನ್ ಅವಿವೇಕೇನ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ಮಾತಾಜೀಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀ ನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ಶ್ರೀ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಸೈಡ್ ನಿಂದನ ಬ್ಲಾಸ್ಫೆಮಿ ಸ್ತವ ಪ್ರೈಸ್ ಸತ್ಕಾರ ಹಾನರ್ ನೆಕ್ಕಾರ ಡಿಸಾನರ್ ಅರ್ಥಂ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲೇವರಂ ಬಾಡಿ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಪರಯೋ ಆಫ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡೆಡ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಓ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅವಿವೇಕೇನ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The great sage Sri Narada said, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of external energy. Please repeat responsively. The great sage, Sri Narada said, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy purported by His Divine Grace. In Bhagavad Gita 1861 it is said, ಈಶ್ವರ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಹೃದ್ದೇಶೇ ಅರ್ಜುನ ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ಭ್ರಾಮಯಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಿ ಯಂತ್ರಾರೂಢಾನಿ ಮಾಯಯಾ. ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಓ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ವ್ಯಾಂಡ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಸೀಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಆನ್ ಎ ಮೆಷಿನ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ. ಎ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನುಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಚರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೀಟೆಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಷಿನ್ ವ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಔಟ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸಫರ್ಸ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಲಾಸ್ಫೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೈಸ್ಡ್ ದ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಗುಡ್ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಚೆಸ್ಟೈಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಬೈ ಆರ್ಶ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಬಟ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬಟ್ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸಂಹಿತ 5.1 ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಇನ್ಸಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗ್ರೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲಾಸ್ಫೇಮಿ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್. ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅನ್ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಈ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫೀಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ವೆನ್ ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ನೈಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಲ್ದೋ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಇನ್ ಡೀಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಟು ಈ ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎನಿಮಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ one who always thinks of the personality of Godhead as an enemy also benefits, although he thinks of the Lord adversely. If a conditioned soul thinking of the Lord as an enemy or a friend somehow or other becomes attached to the Lord, he receives great benefit. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಸಲಾಕ್ಕಯ ಸಕ್ಷೂರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ ದ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಇನ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್. In the previous canto, it was discussed how to establish dharma, the Supreme Lord actually eliminates the demons. It may look like he is favoring the demigods and not favoring the demons. So in the beginning of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring to Sukadeva Goswami about, is the Lord really impartial or is having some favor for somebody whom he likes? Actually, the Lord is impartial, but to see his impartiality one has to have little bit intelligence. Because Sri Sri Radha Rasvihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends in different forms. Eta chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Indrari vyakulam lokam mridhayanti yuge yuge. It very clearly says that the enemies of Indra have to be eliminated. It's a part of the entire scheme. It is not because this Indra is so important, it is because the dharma has to be established in the universe. It happens that Indra actually follows the law of God, so he has to be protected. He at least does what Krishna wants to happen in this universe. He wants to send rain, he has to send rain. He wants to send a flood, he has to send flood. So in that way, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti, yuga after yuga, yuga after yuga, he comes to establish dharma. The whole scheme is to establish dharma. And part of it, Indra is protected. And when Indra is protected, Indra's enemy seems to be, you know, annihilated, and it looks like, you know, he is very much partial to them, you know, trying to kill them. So, in this context, Sukadeva Goswami explains about a wonderful incident where Krishna acted impartially, because the question is whether he is impartial or not. So here, in this section we are reading how Sukadeva Goswami is explaining in the Rajasuya Yajna performed by Yudhishthira Maharaj. Lord Krishna was installed as the person, first person to be respected, worshipped. So Sishupal, it is explained, it is Bhagavatam explains, from the time he started speaking, he was blaspheming Lord Krishna. He learned the language by blaspheming Krishna. And he cannot take it, Krishna being worshipped actually. What is this? He went on blaspheming. Everyone was upset in the assembly. Everyone. People even wanted to fight actually. Bhima said that we will finish him off in no time. But went on blaspheming, blaspheming, blaspheming. And as Krishna keeps his words, he said that 100 times if he blasphemes, 100th time he will be taken to task. So, when Shishupal blasphemed Krishna for the 100th time, he invoked his Sudarshan Chakra and he beheaded him. It's Rajasu Yajna, but Krishna is super technician, no? Even though he beheaded, not a single drop of blood fell on the sacrificial arena. Super surgical technology. And as everyone watched, the spirit soul, Sishupal, he just left the body, you know, and it actually took shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Everyone said, wait a minute, this guy was blaspheming. He's blaspheming left and right, and suppose somebody comes and blasphemes us, we will make plan in such a way that how this guy will be finished. Conditioned life. But here we see Krishna mercifully gave shelter to the soul, Shishupal. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, who has organized that yajna, was inquiring from Narada Muni, what is this? You know, he should be condemned. But we are seeing, you know, he has achieved something, you know, which even transcendentalists achieve it after a very long duration of time. A yogi, Ashtanga yogi, goes to Himalaya to perform Ashtanga yoga for so long duration of time. For him to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna is so difficult. He has to undergo severe austerities and penances. And this guy achieved it by simply blaspheming you. Gali diya, itna gali diya. How is that? Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Narada Muni. So in this canto starts with the conversation of Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, here in 21, which is not on the board, Yudhishthira Maharaj is explaining how His intelligence has become disturbed, just like a flame of candle by a blowing wind. Suppose you light a candle flame doesn't have much power, thoda power, little power. And suppose a cool breeze is coming, it's okay. But if a strong wind comes, then immediately the flame is disturbed. A little powerful wind also is enough. It's not that you need a cyclone. You don't need a cyclone, or you don't need a very powerful wind. A little breeze also, because it is, the stability is very low, so to say. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he puts himself in a very humble position to say that my intelligence is very much disturbed. I can't. How is this offender? How is this offender is benedicted so fast? My intelligence, I can't reconcile this. You can't. Please explain more, my dear Narada. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that when a person is perplexed, being perplexed is not a very difficult, it's not a big thing. Anybody gets perplexed. Arjuna, a good friend of Krishna, was perplexed, what to do, this or this, perplexity. It happens in our life, sometime or the other. Vyasadeva was despondent, he didn't know what to do. I wrote all the Vedic literatures and, all the Upanishads and Vedas and Puranas and Itihasa and Vedanta Sutra. Even to make a list, it takes longer time. He was not satisfied, he was despondent, what to do? He has to approach his guru, Narada again. Narada is a special personality, he keeps coming again and again. He has to take Parikshit Maharaj, he didn't know what to do, 7 days only left. He has to take shelter of a guru. So Srila Prabhupada explains that this is Shastric injunction. The Upanishad says that Tad Vijnanatam Sagurum Eva Abhigacchat. So, to understand the absolute truth, it is not possible by one's own intelligence. Tad Vijnanartham. There is a difference between jnana and vijnana. Jnana is knowledge, vijnana is experienced knowledge. It's knowledge experience. If you have knowledge itself, is something big actually. Compared to somebody who has no knowledge, ignorant. Knowledge. So if one has to get the experience knowledge, vijnanam, tat vijnanatam sagurum eva abhigacchet, one has to invariably approach a spiritual master. It's not an option. No, I feel it is not necessary, that you may feel like that, that's okay with you. But according to Upanishads are Vedavakyas. Upanishads are nothing but Vedas, different portions of Vedas. And they are called Shruti Vakya. Shruti Vakya means it originates in Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. It's just the breathing of Mahavishnu. His breathing is actually all Shruti. And they never go wrong. We may go wrong, actually. Shruti Vakyas, you can't challenge a Shruti Vakya. If somebody is well-versed in the scriptural teaching, you can't challenge Shruti Vakya. You can challenge the interpretation. A Shruti Vakya you can take, you can give an interpretation, I can challenge your interpretation. I can't challenge Shruti. Even Shankaracharya won't challenge. What to speak of other Tom, Dick and Harry's? Tad vijnanartham sagurum eva abhigacchet. The absolute truth, especially vijnana. Jnana you can get anywhere. You can go to the, Prabhupada says you can go to the bookshop and buy a book and get some knowledge, but you may not be recognized as a person having the knowledge, but still you can have your own way of doing things. You can go to Bhagavad Gita, you can read Bhagavad Gita and you can have your own interpretation and you say that I have knowledge, okay fine, you have it yourself. Vijnanartham naiva chalega. Saguru Mevadi Gachet. A guru, it says that Shruti Yam Brahmanishtam. He has understood Shruti, Shruti Vakya, he has heard properly. Hearing is very important. Because the very body of Vedic knowledge was transmitted from one generation to another generation by hearing, process of hearing. So one who has heard properly from his guru, and Brahmanishtam, in Brahman he is fixed. Fixed in Brahman, not Kanishtam, not Kanishta. Kanishta is unfixed, not fixed. Easily can be disturbed. He may be chanting one day, another day somebody will call him for somewhere, he will go away there. Kanishta, not fixed. Brahmanishtam, fixed in, Brahman means absolute truth. Fixed in Krishna consciousness, in other words. A person who is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, who has heard the knowledge properly from his guru, he is guru. Tadvijnanatam saguru, go to that guru. Very clear. Shruti is very clear. Sir, go to the guru and you learn your... Realize now, because sometimes a person may be very puffed up because of having certain kind of, expertise, so to say. I know better. A person may know better in knowledge, but doesn't automatically mean that he is also expert in realized knowledge. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a scholar. So much so that Calcutta University offered him a chair. He said, yeah, chair, kya kar. He went to Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, who was not very educated. More or less he is illiterate. And Gaur Kishodas Babaji did not want to accept him as a disciple also. Otherwise you are scholar, what can I do? No. I am a fool number one. Please, you initiate me. Prabhupada explains, a disciple has to behave like a fool in front of the spiritual master. You can't behave like, no, I know better than you, Then where is the question of taking shelter actually? A student goes to the college and tells that I know better than you to the professor, then where is the question of the process of, knowledge transmission? You can't, You can't, it's a block. You are just blocking it. Because the realized knowledge is something other than theoretical knowledge. Theoretical knowledge, kaun sa bada cheez hai? Anybody can get anywhere. Realized knowledge, you can get it only from the realized soul. And the soul who is realized, who is acting on the platform of Guru, that is what here it is stating, that you'll have to go and take shelter. Without which it is not possible. Because realization is not anything to do with our material expertise. Realization is not directly connected to... We may be a big scholar having a PhD or something more than postdoctoral research, fellowship, whatever, so many things. And that doesn't directly mean that one is possessing anything to do with Vijnanam. Vijnanam is sometimes said as science. Science means experience, practicals. So in the same way, spiritual also, one has to have experience knowledge, for which, here it is stated, Sagurum evabhi gachyat. So Prabhupada explains, Yudhishthira Maharaj is approaching Narada Muni, who is expert spiritual master, who can guide a person according to his situation towards becoming a pure devotee. He can guide Veda Vyas, who is a scholar, how to become pakka. And he can also guide Mrigari, who is illiterate and merciless hunter, to become pure devotee also. Expert spirit. This is the sign of expertise in Vijnana. Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada can engage PhDs also, he can engage thief also. It's possible actually. Prabhupada can do it. That is sign of Vijnanartham. So in this way, here, Prabhupada explains, Yudhishthira Maharaj inquires from Narada Muni, and Sukadeva Goswami explains how Narada Muni is actually starting the elaboration of what is this impartiality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this particular sloka, Narada Muni states, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. Ignorance means lack of knowledge, darkness. The body of conditioned soul, one acquires the body, Prabhupada explains, one acquires the body depending upon our karma and the supervision of the demigods. Karmana daiva netrena jantur dehopapattaye. Jantu, jantu. The living entity gets the particular type of body because of our own previous karma and the supervision of demigods. So in this material body, which is the product of external energy of Krishna, this body that we possess is a product of the external energy of Krishna. So in this product, Krishna is directing. Krishna, Prabhupada says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hrudeshe Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Lord is sitting within every one of our heart. Brahmayam Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya. This body is compared to machine, Yantra. It's like a machine. The body works like a machine. And the living entity is riding on this machine. And Krishna is sitting right next to watching what's happening around. So, this body, which is made of this external energy, is good for experiencing duality. Duality means opposite facts, opposite things existing. Happiness and distress, this two duality. Darkness and light, this is duality. In the material world, this duality exists. In the spiritual world, there is no duality because absolute truth, everything is Satchidananda. There is no duality there. There is no darkness there. Everything is self-effulgent. Where is the darkness? Can you go to sun planet and try to find out a shadow of somebody? It's a source of light. You can't find a shadow there. In the same way, in the spiritual world, there is no duality. So, in the material world, there is duality. The very fact now we are discussing about, we are going to talk about, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha coming, this canto. It is simply because Jai and Vijay, they manifested the symptoms of duality. They were cursed by four Kumaras to come down to this material world. The Jai and Vijay saw four Kumaras. They didn't wear any dress. And they were like kids. Sometimes some kids are playing, you don't really become serious, you know. Theek hai, bachcha hai, khele. They thought, these are kids, you know. What are these guys doing here? You know, this is spiritual world. And they didn't allow the entry. I said, wait. And four Kumaras, who are Brahman, realize, they said, wait a minute, I thought this spiritual world means the world of non-duality. You don't distinguish between this is my friend, this is my enemy. This is a good fellow and it's a bad fellow. We don't discriminate. Discrimination is the disease of the material world. And we have crossed all those things. They have crossed all the planetary system, covering of the universe, Viraja river, everything they crossed. And they thought that they are now going to be in the place of non-duality. And the first fellow they met said that, you know, you people don't belong to us. You know, we are different, you are different. You are exhibiting the symptoms of duality. Better you go to the place of duality. This is simple. So, Jai and Vijay have to come simply because they express the symptoms of duality. So, the material world is a place to experience those symptoms very nicely. So, when we are experiencing what to do, ಮಾತ್ರ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶಸ್ತು ಕೌಂತೆಯೇ ಶೀತೋಷ್ಣ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖದ ಆಗಮ ಅಪಾಯಿನೋ ಅನಿತ್ಯ ತಿಂತಿತಿಕ್ಷಶ್ವ ಭಾರತ ಟಾಲರೇಟ್ ಶೀತ ಉಷ್ಣ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನೌ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಹಾಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಹಾಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಿದರೆ ವೆನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಕೋಲ್ಡ್ ವೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಸ್ವೆಟರ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಟಾಲರೇಟ್ ಸಮ್ಮರ್ ಆಬ್ವಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಹಾಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಯು ಕಾಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ಬ್ರೀಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಯರ್ ಎನಿವೇ ಸಮ್ಮರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಹಾಟ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಟಾಲರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಾಲರೇಟ್ ದ ಹೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಮ್ಮರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಟಾಲರೇಟ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಅದರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಮೋರ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ you know effects of no duality sometimes one is happy sometimes one is suffering so krishna says tolerate then you become indifferent to it. Whether it is suffering or enjoyment you become indifferent that means you are advancing actually so here Prabhupada explains in the purport when a person is blaspheming immediately somebody says you are a rascal you are this You mean I am a rascal? Immediately, you know, we try to identify with that statement. He said, "I am a rascal." What he means? Huh? I am such a great person. Actually, this fellow doesn't know my, you know, greatness. And he said, "Rascal." I'll teach him a lesson. So, this is like a reflex action. Natural. As long as one is identifying with the body, immediately he'll respond to this. As long as one is on the bodily platform of life, ego, false ego, aham, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvajaya ahankara vimudatma karta aham iti manyate. I am the doer. I am so and so. As long as one identifies like that I, capital, bold letter, big font, I, he will identify, he'll say that how can he blaspheme me? How is that? What do you think of yourself? Response comes. As long as one response in that way, he has to remain in this material world. If you want to follow the laws of the material world, you keep being here only. You cannot, you have to overcome it. Overcome the modes. This is a part of three modes of material nature. And somebody will come and praise, oh Prabhu, you are so nice person. You are a right guy, you know. I will give you a post. Don't worry about it. After all, in Krishna consciousness, we are supposed to overcome all these things. Otherwise, what is that we are doing here actually? We can very well be doing the same thing outside actually. Being here means something special. This is a place for special people actually. Special personalities are here. How can you be insignificant here? Supreme Lord is there, pure devotee sitting in between. You can't be like an irrelevant fellow here. You have to have some relevance to their, you know, harmony with their existence. There has to be some or not disharmony. So, Prabhupada explains, when one is praised, one becomes very happy. And one is blasphemed, he becomes very unhappy, very upset. His mind gets disturbed, he can't sleep actually. Sleepless night. Acceptance of good as welcome. Sometimes you know you are welcome. Sometimes somebody gives you a chastisement. How can he chastise me? What he thinks about himself? So, these are all part of the way the material world functions. And one who is within the three modes, he will actually respond accordingly and keep going in the cycle of birth and death. And one has to actually transcend this, not getting affected by dualities of this world. Indifferent to it. Then it is possible to go back home, back to God. ತೃಣಾದಪಿ ಸುಣಿಚೇನ ತರೋರೀವ ಸಹಿಷ್ಣೂನ ಅಮಾನೇನ ಮಾನದೇನ ಕೀರ್ತನೆಯ ಸದಾಹರಿ. ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ಲಿ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಈ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಆನ್ ದ ಪ್ಲಾಟ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ವೀಸಾ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್, ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೋರ್ಡ್ ದ ವಿಮಾನ ಏರೋಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಏರ್ ವೈಕುಂಠ, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್. ದ ಬ್ಲೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಈ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಹಂಬಲ್. ಎನಿ ಬ್ಲೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್, ಯು ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಗ್ರಾಸ್, ಯು ನೋ ಗೋ ಟು ದ ಲಾನ್, ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದರ್, ಯು ವಾಕ್ ಆನ್ ಇಟ್, ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಐ ವೈ ಯು ಆರ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಮೀ, ನೋ ವೈ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಮ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ, ಯು ಆರ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್, ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಕ್, ನೋ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಸ್ಟ್. ತರೋರೇವ ಸಹಿಷ್ಣೂನ, ದ ಟ್ರೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ಎಂಬ್ಲಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಟಾಲರೆನ್ಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಬಿಗ್ ಟ್ರೀ, ಯು ನೋ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಶೇಡ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಹಾಟ್ ಹಾಟ್ ಸನ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ವೇರ್, ಯು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ, ದೆನ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ ರಿಲೀಫ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಈವನ್ ನೀಡ್ ಎ ಬ್ರೀಸ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಸೆಸೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ವೆನ್ ದ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಸೇಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ರಿಯಲಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ದ ವೆರಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ರಿಲೀಫ್. ಹಾಟ್ ಸನ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ ಆ ಸೋ ಹಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್, ನೌ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ. ದೆನ್ ವೆನ್ ಸಮ್ ನೈಸ್ ಬ್ರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಏರ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ರೂಮ್, ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್. ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಎ ಫೀಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರಿ ಆಶ್ರಮ್, ಇನ್ವೇರಿಯಬ್ಲಿ ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಇಟ್. ದ ಫೆಲೋ ಮೇ ಟೇಕ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್ ರೆಜುವಿನೇಟೆಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಒನ್ ಬ್ರಾಂಚ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ. ಟ್ರೀ ಸೇ ಹೇಳಿ ಅಭಿ ಅಭಿ ಸೋಯಾ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೋಗ್ಯ ಏಕ್ ಬ್ರಾಂಚ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಬ್ರಾಂಚ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಕ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಕಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ. ಅರೆ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟುಕ್ ಅಡ್ವಾಂಟೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ, ನೋ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಕಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ. ಟ್ರೀ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೇ ದೇ ವೈ ಆರ್ ಯು ಕಟಿಂಗ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆರ್ಗ್ಯೂ ವಿತ್ ದಿಮ್, ಮೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಕಟ್ ಯಾರ್, ಅಭಿ ಅಭಿ ಐ ಗೇವ್ ಯು ಶೇಡ್, ನೈಸ್ ಶೇಡ್, ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಮ್ಯಾಂಗೋ ಟ್ರೀ, ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಅ ಮ್ಯಾಂಗೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಟ್ ಅನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ ಮ್ಯಾಂಗೋ ಊನು ಅಚ್ಚಾ ಗರಂ ಗರಂ, ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಎ ಮ್ಯಾಂಗೋ ಟೇಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎ ಸುಖಾ ಎ ಪ್ಯಾರಟ್, ನೈಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾಂಗೋ ಈಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಕಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ. ಟ್ರೀ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಸ್ಟ್, ಟಾಲರೆನ್ಸ್, ಠೀಕ್ ಹೇ ಕಾಟ ಕಾಟು. ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಮೋರ್ ದನ್ ಟಾಲರೆಂಟ್ ದನ್ ದಿಸ್. ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ಎ ಆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಸ್ಟ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ದ ಆಂಟ್ ಇಲ್ ಗೋ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಎ ಟ್ರೀ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್, ನೋ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಸ್ಟ್. ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಒನ್ ಬಿ ಮೋರ್ ಟಾಲರೆಂಟ್ ದನ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ? ಇದು ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ to become tolerant itself is difficult. If somebody has to become tolerant like a tree, he has to take a tree's body. In this body it is not possible. In this body one cannot actually exhibit like tolerant like a tree. But if one wants, if one becomes really Krishna conscious, he can be better than a tree also in tolerance. Somebody may ask, is it possible? It is theoretical. I say, bol diya hai, kuch hone wala nahi. Bolne wala ka kya hai? Bolne wala bol diya. Karne wala ko malum padega, kitna mushkil hai. Nahi, jo kiya hai, wohi bola hai. It's not said by somebody theoretically. It's avijnanam. Realize knowledge. Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces. The whole idea was, if he is beaten like that, he will die, but he is not dying. The people are beating him and you know, he is chanting Hare Krishna. Konsa species hai? Actually, it's a different species anyway. And they said that they were crying, you know, those who are beating, they are crying, if you don't die, our Kazi is going to punish us.
And when he was beaten, Haridas Thakur was praying to the Lord, please, you know, forgive their offenses to me. Somebody is beating you left and right, beaten to death kind of situation, and he is praying to the Supreme Lord, no, please don't take their offenses. Because a devotee may not take offense, but Supreme Lord doesn't leave. He is telling first only, don't take, I am telling you, I am excusing, you know. So much so that then he fell like unconscious. He was in trance actually. If you are in trance, the person who is in trance actually may look like a dead person. So, in this way, they showed to the Kasi that, you know, this fellow is dead, and they said, okay, throw it in the Ganges. And they threw, anyway, whole idea is, Haridas Thakur, he exhibited the quality of more tolerant than a tree. Is it possible? Yes, possible. If you can do that, amanena manadena, kirtanaya sadaya, that is how he was able to chant 24 hours a day. Kirtanaya sadahari. That is the goal. How can one chant Hare Krishna all the time? If one transcends the qualities of duality, happiness, suffering, this, so many things, then he will be indifferent to all the material thing, and he can actually be situated in full Krishna consciousness, in which he can chant always the holy names of the Lord. Kirtanaya sadahari. It's possible. It's not theoretical. We have to transcend, but then we are on one pole and this is on another pole, thoda dheere dheere kuch to koshish karna padega. At least we should know where we have to go. If we don't even know where we have to go, then our journey is going to be chaos. It's going to be a chaos. So in this way, here Prabhupada is explaining, we are taking blasphemy, chastisement in a different way because we are conditioned. Whereas Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Satchidananda Vigraha. He has nothing material in him. So there is no ego. Because of false ego, we are identifying right and wrong, good and bad, happiness, distress, etc. For Supreme Personality of Godhead, it doesn't exist. Duality doesn't exist. Because of it, the fellow who is blaspheming, you know, he didn't consider very much. It's exactly like a small child, you know, trying to beat the mother. Mother is not going to beat, no. It's ignorance, foolishness. A small child, you know, kicking also, not beating, no, kicking. Like that, a ignorant living entity, he may blaspheme. Sometimes we find some so-called rationalist. Where is God? There is no God. And he will himself say that, see, I am telling that there is no God. God is not coming in front of me and telling that I am there. So that is why God is not there. Great logic. Stupidity to the extreme limit. You don't see something, you say it is not there. Eh? Somebody will say that, I am going to break the deity of Krishna. If deity of Krishna has life, he will come and stop blows on him. If he doesn't stop, then that means there is no God. Madness. First of all, you'll have to know how the Lord will reciprocate also. You know, he's not going to reciprocate to all these stupid rascals. He's not going to respond, no, there is no God. You say, no, no, I am here. No, he'll give, come and give attendance in your stupid class there in rationalism. He has no other work to do. He's not going to come like that. You are ignorant, be ignorant. You are blaspheming, be blaspheming. Thus, you are claiming I am not there, you be happy with that. Because how long you'll keep claiming? There is no God. There is no God. You become old, you know. You can't even speak. There is no God. And you die. Why Krishna should come and do anything with you? Krishna will come in the form of death. They cannot recognize it while they are living. At the time of death, they will see Krishna in the form of death. You know, Yamaduta will come. Itna din galat bol diya. Galat bol diya na katam. Chalo abhi. For those ignorant and foolish, Krishna comes in the form of death. He doesn't have to come every time you say, there is no God. Why he has to come? But at the time of death, he will face, and then he has to undergo the suffering for all the blasphemy he has done by Yamaraj. Yamaraj will take care of somebody. Why Krishna has to bother? Hiranyakashipu, nobody can take care of it. That's why Krishna has to come personally. It's beyond the scope of anybody actually. Sab log haath utha liye, are humse kahi hone wala nahi hai. Theek hai bhai, aa raha hai. If in normal, time factor is taking care of making you old and old so much so that you'll be paralyzed and you'll not even be able to talk, then why Krishna should come and do anything with you? Not necessary for him. So all these claims about God is there or not there and big God, dialogues, they have no meaning and Krishna will not come. And you cannot make conclusion because Krishna is not coming. If Krishna has to come, you should be having the eyes to see also. No, you don't have the eye. A blind man telling that nobody is in front of me, close your eyes, nobody is there in front of me, That is your ignorance. If you try to attack a cat, cat what it will do? Cat will close the eyes. Nobody is there. Wow. It is exactly like a cat closes eyes and thinks that the entire universe is now dark. That is ignorance. Nothing is dark. Your vision is darkened by your own eyelids. Not somebody else's. Your own eyelids has darkened the whole universe. You think it is darkened. It is not dark. Your vision is dark. So in this way, it is explained here because Krishna is so impartial that if somebody blasphemes, he is not very upset. Somebody is also praising Krishna, oh Krishna is very nice, this and all. It's okay for Krishna. It is Prabhupada writes, it is actually good for the person to praise, so the person who is praising get benefited. Krishna, even he is not affected by that. He says, okay, he is doing the right job. It is not going to make any big difference in him, but it makes a lot of difference in us. Because that praising the Supreme Lord, if it can purify our consciousness, that is good. At the end of the day, we are doing all these things to purify our consciousness, not to contaminate it. Cheto darpana marjanam. The whole idea is to purify our consciousness. So if you are praising the personality of Godhead, even though it may not make much difference to the personality of Godhead, it makes a lot of difference in our consciousness. On the other hand, if one blasphemes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's already dark, thick layer. You're only increasing the layer of, covering of this consciousness. So we are downgrading ourselves, losing our opportunity to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So here, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is actually impartial to every living entity because he is the seed-giving father of all the living entity. Some living entities are engaged in Krishna consciousness, some living entities are engaged in demoniac activities. He is actually equal. So Krishna himself states in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Name Dveshosti Napriya. There is no dvesha and there is nothing like I like somebody, I don't like somebody. I am equal to everybody. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhakta mai te teshu chapyaham. If somebody actually renders devotional service, somebody comes to Krishna and says that, oh, you are my supreme master, I want to render service unto you, then obviously, Krishna has to reciprocate, If you do something good, the reciprocation by Krishna is not a sign of partiality. It's a sign of natural emotions by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Suppose a child, two children are there. One child is very obedient, another child is naughty and disobedient. And he goes everywhere and picks a fight with the people and he breaks the glass of the house and all. Obviously, some discipline has to be done. Either he may discipline directly or he may put under somebody else. Sometimes, Prabhupada gives the example. Father or mother, to discipline the child, he may put under the care of a teacher. No, unko marna. You discipline him. Nowadays, disciplining is a very big question. Not we are talking about that. A naughty child in Vedic system, we disciplined by putting under the care of a teacher, and teacher will give, hey, hut, one. Then slowly, slowly disciplined. On the other hand, an obedient child, the mother may give some, benefits. You can't say this is partiality. The mother's duty of sending the child to be disciplined is also good for the child. And mother giving a benefit to the obedient child is also good for the child. So in that way, she is doing good for both the children, even though it may appear like one is disciplined and another is given some chocolate or rasgulla, whatever it is. He is impartial. And everybody is in the process of going to the next step. That is why he is impartial. He is in the lowest step. For him to make the next step, Krishna is looking. For somebody who is on the higher steps, he is also benefiting to go to the next step. So in the way of making everyone to go to the next step, Krishna is impartial. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. So in this way, in this chapter, Narada Muni is explaining further how Supreme Personality of Godhead is impartial to every living entity. So in that way, if one understands his impartiality and renders service unto him, one can actually purify his consciousness and get eligibility to go back home, back to Godhead. If Shishupal, by blaspheming, so Prabhupada writes, it is good even if some blasphemer, if he is blaspheming Krishna, then he is in a Krishna consciousness in a little different way, but at least he is thinking about Krishna. But that thinking about Krishna may give some ajnana sukriti to him, and somehow or other, by the mercy of devotees, he may become Krishna conscious one day. We'll stop here. Is there any questions or comments?
Apart from our karma and the supervision of demigods, our next body is created. But our desires also play the part.
What is that?
Our desires, unfulfilled desires, like in case of Bharat Maharaj. So whatever may be our last moment desire, that also contributes to our next body. Is it so? Or any comments about this?
Your karma plays the role for next body. Your desires, what is the desire? What was the desire of Bharat Maharaj? What is the desire of Bharat Maharaj?
He was very much thoughtful of the deer.
That is his karma. Whatever you remember at the time of death, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejati anta kalevaram tam tam eva iti kaunteya sada tadbhava. That rule is applied there. He didn't desire to become a deer. Did he desire to become a deer? He didn't desire to become deer. He was attached to the deer and he was remembering deer, and that remembrance is his karma. And that karma made him to take the next birth. Karmana, daiva, netrana. These are the two factors for your next body. Your karma and the supervision of demigods. Karmana, daiva, netrana, jantur, dehopa, pate. Kapila Muni tells in Srimad Bhagavatam to Devahuti, his mother, karmana, daiva, netrana. Karma and supervision of demigods.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Guruji, you told about when you quoted Advigyartam sa eva gurum abhigachet. You said that this is from Shruti. Can you a little bit elaborate on what are the different scriptures and why also Prabhupada, he didn't, you said Usa Upanishad is a part of Vedas. And why Prabhupada selected Usa Upanishad?
Which Upanishad?
No, there are so many Upanishads.
But Prabhupada, this statement is there. Shrotiyam Brahmana. He is quoting. Tad Vijnanatam Saguru Mevadi Gachet Mundaka Upanishad. He is quoting. There are so many other statements also. It's not only one statement. He is quoting that in this purport, saying that one has in the transcendental knowledge, experience, especially Vijnanatam, experience knowledge, one has to invariably go to a spiritual master. One who has heard the absolute truth properly, Sotriyam, Brahmanishtam, who is fixed in Krishna consciousness, who is not fixed in material consciousness, fixed in Krishna consciousness. So if one is fixed in Krishna consciousness and who has heard the scriptures properly, then he acts as a guru, and that guru, unless one takes shelter, he cannot actually know anything about vijnanartham, vijnana, vijnana, realized knowledge. It is not possible. One cannot become himself by reading the scripture, be realized soul. The very writer of the scripture was dissatisfied. What to speak of somebody reading it? Veda Vyas, after writing all these scripture, he said that something is missing, you know. Missing link. Kuch to gadbade. He is a writer, compiler of entire body of knowledge. He is dissatisfied and he needed guidance of his guru. What to speak of somebody going to read that? You can't even understand it. What to speak of, you know, trying to realize it. So invariably, somebody who is situated on Krishna consciousness, somebody who has realized the absolute truth, his guidance is required for you to realize absolute truth. Simply you want to read and be happy with whatever you are doing, that's fine. But going back to Godhead is something different than that. It doesn't automatically guarantee you to go back to Godhead if you simply dress up like this. Or take a bead bag like this. Or a different color also. Doesn't guarantee. What guarantees is that how good you chant, not what color of beadbag you have. How much purifies your consciousness, that is more important than everything else. So that is possible only by the guidance of a realized soul. To be realized, we need another realized person. It's not an option. Yes, next.
Hare Krishna. Krishna is having can I speak in Hindi?
बोलिए.
Krishna का जो है, Krishna भगवान का, उनका कोई form नहीं है. There is no form. Krishna is having no form of material body or any other form.
What any other form means?
He is having no other form. I mean to say.
कोई form नहीं.
कोई form नहीं. Krishna is Krishna himself.
What is that means?
Means what Krishna is means अभी when we have taken a birth as a in a material body, we say I. As soon as we take the body form, we say this is my body, this is my friends, this is my this, that. And Krishna is very equal to everybody.
Krishna also says me.
No. Krishna is equal to everybody.
That is okay.
To his
but
enemies, to his friends, even we offer prayers to Krishna, he is equal. It is not that he will be happy or he will be pleased with our prayers. I just would like to ask one question. Is it Krishna will be happy only at the what we leave our body and we say that the
Krishna is happy what?
Only at the time of leaving, quitting our body and saying Krishna, taking the Lord's name. That is what Antakale Hariname, that is what means remembering Krishna while quitting the body is important. That is the base.
So what is the question?
Question is
still
that
you are making statements only.
What we are doing right now just is the test, what we are preparing for the end of our life. That is what Krishna consciousness is.
Still you are making statement.
No, after leaving the body, one has to just think of Krishna.
We are not telling to think of somebody else anyway. We are also telling that. So you do. You keep chanting Hare Krishna, things will become all right slowly. You are chanting Hare Krishna?
Yeah, I am chanting.
But then
Because we have taken the birth in material life.
We know that.
Yeah. So in this material life, everything is dukkha.
Acha.
So how to go to the platform, to the spiritual platform where Krishna is situated?
Chant Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, you will become happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Thank you.
I don't want to elaborate whatever you said. At least I thought one thing I should say is, relevant to the point here, when we say I is not wrong. And that I referring to this body is wrong. I is existent. That is me as soul. Jivera Shorupaho Krishna Nitya Das. If you identify that, I, spirit soul, is servant of Krishna, nothing wrong about it. That is real ego. When I say that I am the doer of this activity that I am performing, I am identifying with my body, there the problem starts, misidentification. That is to be stopped. As far as Krishna is concerned, he has every quality that you have with your material body in a spiritual sense. It is not that he doesn't have a form. He has a form. If you have eyes, you can see there, that side, on your right. There is a form there. It's not that empty. Something is there. Right? So he has qualities. So if you do something good, he will give some reciprocation to you. He has everything. Satchidananda. He has got transcendental qualities, transcendental form. So in that way, Krishna, that I doesn't exist, no, I exist also. Krishna says, surrender unto me, sarva dharman parityajya mam. Me, mam, ekam, ekam, don't go anywhere else, ekam. Krishna says 100 times, mam, me, yes, so many times, me, like that. Krishna can say also, but when he says that me, he is referring to that Satchidananda Vigraha, so there is nothing wrong. If your I, you are telling, if it refers to your soul, nothing wrong. When you say that I am this body, my name is this, although I am a Bengali, I am a Madrasi, I am this, I am that, gadbad start with that. So there is nothing wrong with I, it is wrong how it is applied. If it is applied for the body, it is wrong. If it is applied for the soul, it is right. Oh, I am the insignificant servant of Krishna. Krishna Das. We are telling Krishna Das. What does that mean? I am servant of Krishna. I am servant of, I is there, you know. Good. Everybody is Das, initiated Das here. Everybody is telling I actually. When they say, who are you? I am Krishna Das, I am Rama Das, I am this Das, that Das. What do you mean? You are actually telling that I am servant of Krishna. I is always there. But now you are referring to being servant of Krishna, good. If you say that, you know, I am great person, I am this, I am that, so many other things outside. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvada ahankara vimudatma. Vimuda, what's
happening?
No discussion. Give it to another person, Mike.
So a body has to be a servant.
Arey, aapka discussion ho gaya, de dijiye dusre ko. I commented on what he said. I thought that if I don't comment, I will be not justifying my seat sitting here in front of Krishna. Give it the mic to another person. Who is another person having question? Here. Pass on the mic. अरे माइक किधर किधर जा रहा है भाई मैं किधर बोलेगा उधर जाना चाहिए इधर
हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर क्लास हियर वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट शिशुपाल वाज ब्लास्फेमिंग कृष्णा बट देन बाय दैट आल्सो देयर आर सम अज्ञात सुकृति बिकॉज ही वाज इन टच विद कृष्णा सो एनी wrong connection with Krishna or devotees also, like we say blaspheming devotee or something, but is that also because some ajnat sukriti or something? Because it is in connection with devotees of the Lord.
The question is, by blaspheming Krishna, Shishupala got some benediction. By blaspheming devotees, can we get some good thing, some ajnana sukriti? We don't have to, when real sukriti is waiting for you, you don't have to look for ajnana sukriti, you know. When the process of Krishna consciousness is there, and by doing it, you can go back home, back to Godhead. Instead of that, you blaspheme, this devotee is like that, that devotee is like that. You see, I am blaspheming devotees, you know, I am talking about devotees. It is a kind of madness actually, because blaspheming a devotee is an offense, and by doing so, you know, committing offense against the holy names, you are not going to progress further. You are not going to progress further. Shishupala blaspheming Krishna is a very special case, exceptional case. We can't try to apply that case in our life. Our life, the regulated devotional service is there, how to progress is there. And even if he keeps on blaspheming us, we are not going to give shelter to at our lotus feet anyway, so-called lotus feet. Humko to utna taakat nahi hai. So, blaspheming a devotee sometimes may not really involve Krishna's name. Mike Lelia. Suppose somebody says, this Krishna is a rascal, Krishna is this, Krishna is a coward boy, what he knows, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna when he chants, some benefit will be there. When you are blaspheming the devotee, you say that you know that fellow, he did this thing wrong, that you may not even invoke the name of Lord actually. What benefit he will get? What benefit he will get? He will say that, you know, this fellow doesn't know anything and, you know, he is a rascal, What? The whole point is Krishna's name and he is remembering Krishna. Always thinking how to, you know, Kamsa was always thinking how to kill Krishna, you know, his Prabhupada said. He is thinking Krishna in an indirect way. It is beneficial. But blaspheming a devotee, as far as I am concerned, I won't put it on that level because doesn't apply. Logic doesn't apply. It is not necessary. See, because a person is thinking about Krishna, the name of Krishna actually has the purifying effect. Whereas when a person blasphemes another devotee, his thoughts are in the blasphemy, not on Krishna. He's contaminating consciousness. His consciousness actually gets contaminated by blasphemy. Whereas Shishupala's case, you know, he was actually, when he was telling that he was a coward man, he is glorifying Krishna. He's a coward man, of course he's a coward man. Govinda is a coward man, in the Goloka Vrindavan he's a coward man. And he thinks in the same way that he's a coward man, what he knows, you know, yeah, I'm a coward man. That is purifying him. Whereas when a practicing devotee tries to blaspheme another devotee, it contaminates because consciousness is, you know, in the duality. This is good, this is bad. This fellow is bad guy because he doesn't agree with what I am saying. Let me try to do something. So you are thinking in terms of material modes only, which cannot purify your consciousness and it cannot give your Ajnana Sukriti. Whatever Sukriti you have, that will be stolen away also. By some Sukriti you have come to Krishna consciousness chanting one round. Now you start blaspheming, that will be gone also, you will be aribol. Blaspheming, it is said that it is mad elephant offense. The devotional creeper can be crushed by the mad elephant. So that is a question of getting something good. It is going to be bad, worse. Blaspheming devotees is the last thing one can do to survive in Krishna consciousness. Very dangerous. One cannot get anything, any great benefit out of it. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. A devotee should behave like a fool in the presence of his spiritual master, correct? Correct?
Go ahead, yeah. I'm hearing.
So is there any harm if a devotee remains like a fool in the presence of all advanced Vaishnavas?
Yes, you can. It is said at least in front of Guru, because Guru you may be giving more respect. You can, if you remain a fool in front of everybody, you are more advanced. You are more advanced. Because you have overcome the ego. Ego is not there. You may be having ego, so many people in front of, suppose sometimes, you know, Brahmacharya Ashram mein awaj karega, Guru ka samne awaj karega. Suppose Guru is coming to Brahmacharya, oh yes Maharaj. At least in front of Guru, one will be respectful. So it is always said that at least you behave in front of your Guru like a fool. If you are going to behave like a fool in front of everyone, I think very good advancement is made. Nimai Nitai Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, as you are mentioning that this duality is there because of ignorance. So then we read so many places, so many times, Gita, Bhagavatam, everywhere. That because of ignorance, so now we have got the knowledge. But then we are not able to put into action of not differentiating. We still differentiate. Now we are not in ignorance, we know it now. So then what is that knowledge which puts us into action also, which helps us put this into action?
Experience. Experience with others. It's not something different knowledge you'll have to get. To put in practice means it is association of devotees in whose association, and you see the behavior of another person, you also start behaving like that. By experience, practical experience, when you see that how an advanced devotee behaves with another devotee, then you say that, hey, this is how the devotees behave, so I also should do it. I am not doing it, maybe I will try a little bit. So, practical experiences, practical experience. That is why one has to be in the association of devotees, like-minded devotees. Otherwise, you know, you must be having little bit knowledge and you start acting arrogantly. Where are you going to lead to? When the association of devotees, somebody can correct you, hey, my dear Prabhu, this is not right. Who is going to tell if you are going to do on your own? You are not going to come out of it. You need help. Help is needed. So, putting things in practice means it's a, no, association. When you see, when you read, when you hear, when you may even hear about some advanced devotee, that hearing may go, oh, the devotee did like that, very nice. I am not doing like that, when can I do? Let me take one step. How to become more tolerant than a tree? You know, I am not even tolerant in my own thing. Little bit let me be tolerant. This fellow is doing like that, let me tolerate it forcefully. So, I am going to hit, you know, but I am not going to hit, you know, let me tolerate forcefully. That will become natural for you, then you may not speak like that. Slowly, 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 slowly. Step by step. You have to climb the hill, every step matters. It's a long way to go, but every step matters. You don't even take one step, how are you going to climb anyway? Difficult task. Difficult task. But invariably, every one of us has to practice it to go back home, back to Godhead. It's not going to be fast, that easy to go back home, back to Godhead without Kirtanaya Sadahari, without Tranadapi Sunichena, without Tarareva Sagashnuna, without Amanena Manadena. Who is going to go back to Godhead? Show me one person. Not possible. We are not doing it. Then we have to be careful to do it. If you don't do it, no, Prabhu, it's difficult. You have only one option, either go or here, thus you decide. Going back means already things are given, what you have to do. It's for nothing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Pranadapi Sunichena, you know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, 8 verses are sufficient enough for a person from the lowest level of Krishna consciousness to go to the Prema Bhakti level. Bas. Iske liye unko koi zarurat nahi padta tha commentary likhne ke liye. क्या वेदांत सूत्र का कमेंट लिखेगा? Everything is there in these 8 verses. So unless this step is passed, other steps how can it come? It is difficult, but it has to be done with each one of us, whatever possible way one can do it. How to do it? You know, you learn from your experience. Sometimes you have to get a slap to do it also. A child gets a slap, then he learns, oh, that is wrong to do. ठीक है. Sometimes it is good to get a slap from the devotee than to get a slap from Maya. When Maya gives a slap, he will be somewhere else. If a devotee gives a slap, he will be still here. No? Maya giving a slap means you are out of Krishna consciousness. Boom! You know, will be thrown out. Go in the pool of material existence. Learning by experience.
Doctor Sir. One question. That you say that Krishna takes Shishupal, every time he said he is a cowherd boy, Krishna is this, Krishna. So he is remembering Krishna? Every time he is remembering Krishna. So why he should take it as our offense? Why Krishna took it as our offense? I am asking this. This is my question.
Both are applicable. Time, place and circumstances you'll have to see. Let us take this one example of you are a coward boy, you know what he knows. His aim was to say that in the assembly of royals, it's a royal assembly, Rajasu Yajna, royals are sitting, And he, at the moment, is playing the role of a royal. He is the prince of Dwaraka, by the way. Right? So, in that assembly, when everybody is royals and everybody accepted him as another royal, there you come and tell you are a coward boy, is out of context. And the very purpose is to tell everybody that because he is coward boy, he is not qualified to sit on that seat. That was his purpose. So, the intention was to blaspheme him. Even though the intention is to blaspheme him, when he said as a coward boy, that was his original position anyway. In the Goloka Vrindavan, he is a coward boy. In Buloka Vrindavan, he played the role of a coward boy. So, that is his original position. So, in that way, it is pricing also. So, it is seen as a blasphemy because he is out of context he is talking about. He is not doing a stuti, he is actually blaspheming actually. But then, sometimes from the Sanskrit, he can make an interpretation in a different way also. That is Sanskrit. So both can be adjusted. That is how you can adjust achintya beda abeda tattva. Beda abeda. Ye sai se dekhega to ek dikhega, dusra se dusra dikh sakta. So in that way, Shishupal, his intention was to blaspheme. He was very angry. He was very envious. That is what commonly should be seen. But then you make it a different way, you can look at it as a different interpretation also. That is also possible. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Mera ek prashna.
Boliye Bailwan ji. Spiritual Bailwan hai.
Prabhu ji, aap bahut acha se prashno ka uttar diye hain. Aur mere man mein ek baat hai ki Bhagwan chahte the ki mere dwara hi inka udhar ho. तीन जन्म जब उनको राक्षस का राजकुमार उन्होंने दिया ऋषियों ने तो भगवान ने उनके श्राप को स्वीकार कर लिया उनके पार्षद से पार्षद थे तो वो तो चाहते थे नहीं कि उनको तीन जन्म जाना पड़े
उधर बात की
लेकिन लेकिन उनका उद्देश्य था कि इनकी वचन भी निखा ली जाए और इनको तीन जन्म जाना पड़े तो तीन जन्म तक ये लोग गए लेकिन भगवान का अरेंजमेंट था कि नहीं तो भगवान किसी को भेज के उनको मरवा सकते थे लेकिन वो चाहते थे कि मेरे पार्षदों का उद्धार मेरे हाथों से हो जहां तक मेरा ऐसा ख्याल है कि भगवान की इच्छा थी कि और किसी अस्त्र शस्त्र से या किसी के द्वारा ना हो और हमारे द्वारा ही इनका उद्धार हो तो भगवान का ही अरेंजमेंट था कि उनको ऐसी बुद्धि दे रहे ददाम बुद्धि योगम तुम तो बुद्धि दे रहे थे कि आप ऐसा करोगे इतना करोगे इतना अपराध करोगे इतना अपराध करोगे फिर मुझे आना पड़ेगा तो मुझे ऐसा लगता है मेरे जहां तक सुन रहा हूं व्यास आसन पे इतने सालों से होते ऐसा लगता है कि भगवान का अरेंजमेंट था भगवान चाहते थे कि मेरे हाथों से इनका उद्धार हो किसी और के हाथ से नहीं हो इसीलिए वो इतने अपराध करवा रहे थे ये सत्य है
सत्य है वो भी ठीक है बहुत कुछ एक्सप्लेनेशन है बहुत आचार्य लोग बहुत एक्सप्लेन दे ये भी है ये तो सही बात है ना उनका तीन जन्म के बाद जाना ही तो है तो जाना ही है सही है ग्रंथ राय श्रीमद भागवतम की शीला प्रभुपाद की ताई गौरव